Over the last few years, the Palestinian Authority has changed financial reporting, and a leading watchdog group wants to know what it's trying to hide.
It used to publish, albeit limited, financial reportings on a monthly basis and an annual basis, but slowly but surely they've been cutting back the amount of publications that they put out.
After researching the issue, Maurice Hirsch of the Palestinian Media Watch found the PA hasn't published its annual budget in 4 years.
That means that no one really knows how the Palestinian Authority plans to use their money that they have coming in every year, international donor money, Israeli money that's coming in as a result of the Oslo Accords, and even their own money. Almost every country in the world publishes a budget. The Palestinian Authority, which is so dependent on international aid, doesn't publish its budget.
Hirsch says even published accounting information of what had been spent is now missing.
When you go onto the website of the Palestinian Ministry of Finance, there is no access to any financial details whatsoever.
CBN News repeatedly attempted to contact the Palestinian Authority, but was unable to get a response. Since its beginning in 1994, the international community has basically funded the Palestinian Authority. More than half of that money comes from Israel, mostly taxes collected from Palestinians working in the country. While the PA collects domestic taxes, the rest of its funding comes from the European Union and the United States.
The reason really that they're trying to hide their finances is that Palestinian Media Watch has repeatedly used the reports that they do publish in order to highlight the fact that they pay hundreds of millions of dollars in rewards to terrorists every single year.
That's why Congress passed the Taylor Force Act in 2018. Taylor Force was a U.S. military veteran murdered in a terror attack in Israel. His murderer was killed in the attack, and so his family receives a stipend because he was a terrorist.